Alex Marlowe, Biden is importing voters through illegal immigration. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 28, 2024. Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlowe told Association of Mature American Citizens, AMACS Better for America host Rebecca Weber that President Joe Biden is 100% importing voters via illegal immigration. Illegal aliens are already voting in local elections. Obviously, the intention is for them to vote in national elections, Marlowe said during an interview where he and Weber discussed his recently released book, Breaking Biden. Watch below. And their children are going to end up voting. And they tend to vote Democrat, the editor-in-chief continued. Now, Trump is making headway with a lot of various demographics, which is very exciting, Marlowe noted, adding. But the bottom line is that a lot of people who are in the background, they speak Spanish, they don't consume English language media, which means there's even less opportunity for them to get exposed to conservative values. A lot of them end up in the government system, where they're getting food, they're getting welfare, they're getting health care through the government. And through that, they're not going to vote for fewer benefits. They're not going to vote for the people who could potentially cut spending. So they end up voting Democrat, Marlowe said. So this is absolutely a replacement of Americans with foreigners who tend to vote Democrat, Marlowe added. And the reason is, conservatives have more children, liberals have fewer children. The editor-in-chief went on to say that the Democrats are more ruthless in their tactics, because they're willing to import new generations of voters. Does that take place overnight? No, he said. I don't know that that will be the difference in this election, per se, but that principle is clearly at work with the open border right now. Marlowe also asserted that while Biden is not some sort of a genius, he is still much more clever than people give him credit for. The fact that he and his family have been able to enrich themselves all over the world with no noticeable skills, no noticeable credentials, it speaks to a group of people who have a way of figuring out how to make the system work for them, he said. Marlowe said that while people might think Biden doesn't know what's going on around him, he is absolutely in charge. He was always going to be the nominee, he said. And it's time for people to get deeply focused on beating Joe Biden. And not just because he's old, he's way too old, he's 1,000 years old, all that stuff, I get it, but that's not it. It's that he's deeply corrupt and a failed leader, Marlowe explained. He does not bring the country together, he divides us. He hates his political opponents, and I think some of his even political supporters he hates. He has been a failure in every job he's ever had, the editor-in-chief said. And we need to stop electing him. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.